Man, oh man. Reimagined, a long-awaited nationwide tour by none other than the group that I think is the country's premier vocal group.
Wow.
The Soil. They are dynamic. I've seen them many times on stage and I am a fan.
Oh, my goodness.
I absolutely love these guys because I had a friend when I was at varsity who studied music. Mm. And I said, what instrument are you studying? And he said, voice. Mm. And I'd never heard that somebody could study voice as an instrument because I thought you have to play the piano, you have to play the guitar, you have to play. And that's what you guys are. Mm. You are a study in the voice as an instrument. Mm. Welcome to 702 Breakfast.
Thank you so much. What an intro.
I am so pleased to tell you that we've got, of course, the lead composer and founder of The Soil, Ntsika Fana Nganga, the dynamic dead boxer and founder, Lupindo Nganga. And of course, the exciting, gifted singer-songwriter, the new songstress, Theo Machoba.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Now, we started with, this is probably the song everybody wants.
Yes.
Is it annoying as a group to have that one song that everybody always wants to have? Ntsika, I'll let you answer
that. It's annoyingly beautiful. I'm kidding. Yeah. There's no annoyance there at all because all our songs are like our children. I know artists always say that, but for us, it's a song that has so much meaning. It epitomizes how we celebrate weddings as a people. You know, like just gathering, and it's just beautiful. People just drink whatever drinks of their choice. If you're into still water, go for that. If you're into tea, go for that. But it's a song that just encompasses that celebratory mood. And when you can then take it from one stage internationally and do it even locally and it gets the same reception.
Response.
Beautiful.
Lupindo, take me back to the beginning. You as a group came onto the scene when so many other South African artists and singers and musicians were doing things that were different. You've brought back something that some people might say is an old style of singing. You've obviously modernized it and brought it into this age and this era. What prompted you to go this way when you could have opted to do so many of the more well-known popular genres?
I think it's the upbringing also, you know, because Tina's Kulele Lokshin, you know. And we went to Titelo Secondary School. And there were no musical classes, nothing. There were no instruments and stuff like that. So we started, after cleaning classes, we started with the jam sessions. And I remember it was just a ruler, just making a ruler with the table, you know, and then making that sound. And then we started singing. And then I started this thing of, let me try and beatbox on top of this. And then I added the harmony on top of the beatbox. And then that's when we found the sound. And then we never looked back after that.
How much do you hear the rhythms in your head before you even, dare I say, spit them out?
Sometimes we dream about songs, me and Siga Blood Brothers, you know. Sometimes we dream about songs. Sometimes me, they just come. It can be, what am I hearing now? Maybe there's this aircon. Maybe there's a click on the time. Then it can give me something.
And that leads you to something.
Yeah. And then when I get the melody or the harmony, I give the guys, I'm like, yo, guys, there's this nice thing that's happening right now. Can you add on this? And then we build from that point.
Oh, man.
Theo, your journey to joining the group, I mean, firstly, was it intimidating to be a part of this? And tell us how it all came about.
It was really intimidating. It all started in 2016 when Ubuhle took a break to focus on a spiritual journey. That's when I auditioned and I was part of the top 10 and it was narrowed down to top 3 and then I was the ultimate winner.
Why did you want the gig?
Why did I want it?
Why did you want the gig?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't really want it. A friend of mine, Ula Tiso, because she knew I was a hardcore fan of The Soil and she knew I could sing. And she was like, I think you should try this out. And I was like, nah, I don't think I stand a chance. I'm not good enough, you know. And she was like, no, just send me a video. I'll upload it for you. And she did that. And fast forward to when they announced on YoTV, I was the first one to be announced. And then it clicked in my head. It was, okay, this thing is actually possible. It can happen. And then I was like, let me try it out, man. Let's see how it goes.
What have you learned the most, and what have you been most surprised by transitioning from a fan to not only being a part of the group, but a co-creator with the group?
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed in your mind?
I think this whole experience has showed me that God exists. You know, because coming from just being a fan to being a member of the soil is something that we don't even think about. Mm. Something I never thought would
happen.
You're
still pinching yourself.
Yeah, I still pinch myself to this day. Would say, this is really me. Is this really my life? You know, and this is the busiest my life has ever been. And it's so beautiful. Sometimes I complain when I have to wake up early. I'm like, and then I'm like, but I prayed for this, you know, and that's the one thing that always keeps me going.
Zika, tell me about the Reimagined tour.
Oh my goodness. We aptly titled the tour after the brand new album, which is available across digital spaces. But the Reimagined tour speaks to the growth, the intense spirituality that is found within the body of work that is out there. But also we feature amazing musicians in the album in itself, because we have Dr. Nduduzo Makatini there, we have Bokani Dai, we have Joel Klein, we have The Legacy, Abazugulube, Lady Smith, Black Mambas. But for this specific show, tomorrow at State Theatre, we have Unati Mankai just gracing the space with his rare gift as well. We will have a three-piece band as well, which sounds a bit odd when you say the soil and then there's a three-piece band, but come out in large numbers and see why music was always meant to be magical. Music has a way of moving people and reminding them of why they are alive and why they should stay in their purpose. And this Reimagined tour is there to show Bongani that there is another layer that means so much to this world. So we are reawakening that part of everyone out there using this music. So,
you're hinting at something that I always think about. I read in a book once where the question was asked, and sure, Lupinda, I'll put it to you. Why do most marriages fail? Take a guess.
Maybe they try to complicate things.
What I read was a lot of marriages fail because over time, the couple loses the element of surprise.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Over time,
yes,
you become predictable. It's your turn to fetch the kids, to fetch the dry cleaning, take the dog to the vet.
Becomes routine.
Everything is routine. Yeah. What I'm hearing is the soil continues to reinvent itself.
Yes.
In terms of your collaborations, in terms of where you want to go musically, you're growing with your audience, you're acquiring new listeners and new fans, but you're taking those of us who've been with you and supporting you from the beginning.
Yes.
And that's the essence of what this tour is going to be about, right?
And that is why this marriage continues to flourish between ourselves and our family, because we don't call them fans. We call you guys our family.
What do we as your family mean to you?
You mean everything. You are the reason why we have this gift. You are the reason why we channel this music. We think ourselves as the well of music, right? And we don't peep to check who comes and drinks from us. But for the mere fact that you guys always take your time to always come to us and gather around us, that makes us know why we truly exist. And thank you so much for that.
First show is tomorrow at the State Theatre. Yes. Where can people get tickets?
Yes, so web tickets, they're still available. You can also get them at the door. They start from $300. Doors open tomorrow at 6. We start the show at 7. It's a 90-minute long show. Salamina Musese will be our host with the most. And we truly, truly cannot wait. We truly, truly cannot wait to see everyone at State Theatre tomorrow evening. Let's go.
It's going to be a blast. The Soil tomorrow at the State Theatre in the nation's capital.